I'm Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A witness says it was a Walmart manager who opened fire on employees in a break room at a Walmart store in Chesapeake, Virginia last night. Police Chief Mark Soleski.
Six victims have died. Four victims are in area hospitals with conditions unknown at this time. And the suspect is dead from what we believe was a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Police say they don't know yet exactly why the gunman did this. An employee says the manager didn't say anything at all. He just opened the door, she said, and began shooting. So many Americans are traveling. This is expected to be one of the busiest Thanksgiving holiday travel seasons since the AAA started tracking this more than 20 years ago. About 55 million of us will be on the move, says the AAA, most by car. If you're flying, today and Sunday will be the busiest days. The AAA's Andrew Gross.
It's just the nature of flying. You know, you have a lot more flexibility when you drive because you can decide, you know, what time you're going to go, where you're going to stop, who's in the car with you. When you go by plane, it really depends on what time the plane goes.
More Americans are applying for unemployment.
The Labor Department says jobless aid claims hit 240,000, up 17,000 from a week earlier. While the total is the highest in several months, it remains low by historical standards. The job market is still strong despite high inflation, but the extraordinary job security American workers now enjoy may not last, as the Federal Reserve keeps boosting interest rates. Many economists expect the U.S. to slip into a recession next year as higher borrowing costs slow the economy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two explosions near bus stops in Jerusalem. One person killed. Police suspect Palestinians. This is AP News.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Now you can get up to 50% off with the Black Friday sale happening right now at Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with our super soft flannels and wrinkle-free shirts, so don't miss it. Up to 50% off for a limited time only. Find the perfect gift for every guy in your list at untuckit.com or 80-plus Untuck It stores. Untuck It, shirts designed to be worn.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Black Shirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. State Senator Alberta Darling says she'll retire after 32 years in the Wisconsin legislature. Darling is a Republican from suburban Milwaukee. She says she'll step down a week from tomorrow. She served as co-chair of the powerful Joint Finance Committee longer than any other woman. Her retirement denies Republicans a supermajority in the upper house, at least until a special election is held to fill the seat. A man from Fond du Lac, police say, stabbed his girlfriend to death earlier this month, is charged with first-degree homicide. Gary Davis was in court yesterday. He's also charged with mayhem and hiding a corpse. His bail is set at $2 million. In sports, Badger men's basketball takes on Dayton this afternoon. The Bucks host Chicago tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out devilradio927.com.
All right, welcome back to the Early Room Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm wondering if now is the time. Robin Voss has clearly stated again that he is looking to start working more with Governor Evers. And I got to tell you, that's a great sign. I've listened to Robin Voss. I've watched him for the past decade or more, maybe a decade and a half. And to hear Robin Voss say, now is probably the time that we should start thinking about working and doing what's in the best interest of the people of this state is a good sign. And I think that certainly, Robin Voss and the power that he wields on the state level certainly can influence many of the legislature, especially those who conservatives, that maybe Wisconsin can be the beginning of the change of what, you know, we've been looking at for such a long, long time. And I'll tell you the reason why I think that there's going to be this change. And the people who have brought about the change and the people who clearly sent a message that we've seen enough of that is the Generation Z. And these young people, many of them college educated, sent an overwhelming message to the conservative movement in this state and in this country, that we don't need any more of that foolishness. We want now for people to start understanding that we want a fair and equitable shot at this country, and we are going to be the majority soon, because it's only a matter of time as my generation, the evil consequences of time, take us out. There's no way to prevent that when you look and see, be they Democrat or Republicans, the people who are leading this country from a different time span. And this country is clearly headed on a trajectory that does not include that old way of thinking politically that both Democrats and Republicans both have. And the fact that the corporations are going to continue to run this country at the expense of the people of this country, Generation Z's just sent a resounding message that that's coming to an end. And especially college-educated Generation Z's, who came out overwhelmingly and actually, you know, put the nail in the coffin of the conservative movement, Republican movement. And so the Republicans are going to have to rethink how they treat the Generation Z's. People may say, well, that's because Joe Biden promised them that he was going to give them a break on their college debt. But Generation Z's, they really brought their A game in these midterms and ended all hopes of a red wave. It was the young people, and who turned out to vote for Democrats. You know, young women in particular, over 72% of women ages 18 to 29 voted for Democrats. So what does that tell you? Let's say you are a Republican and you see numbers like that. 72% of women ages 18 to 29. That's unheard of. 18 to 29 organized themselves and were able to send a resounding defeat to the Republican Party. How does the Republican Party begin to attempt to heal that wound? Because now that these powerful women were able to send their message to the Republican Party, and again, the reason that they came out in those numbers was abortion. Republicans really thought that that was not, you know, it's not going to be an issue. We're not going to, that's not anything people are concerned about. Men, white men, again saying and speaking on behalf of women, so arrogant to believe that their thoughts, even though white men are in a minority to white women, always have been, always will be, because of the life cycle of women versus men, that they're always going to be in a deficit when it comes to numbers. But they totally ignored and disrespected women. Women organized themselves and sent this resounding message to these men and to Republicans that, you know, we know our strength, we know our power, and so we're not going to allow you anymore to dictate to us what it is in the best interest of who we are. You know, that's kind of what's the message from all of this. People can talk about all the other things that took place and all the other things that happened, but it was women who organized and defeated the conservative movement. Now, they don't have to believe it, but the numbers are there. There's no other rationale to explain it. And now as Republicans scramble to try to recover, listen to this. Democrats lost voters ages 45 and older, Democrats, by at least 7 points, including a 12-point loss among people over 65. So my generation, the Democrats lost it by over 12%. Democrats lost voters ages 45 and older by 7 points. The fact that young people don't like them very much hasn't bypassed the Republican Party. Instead of rethinking their policies, however, some of them have decided to rethink the voting age. Over the last few days, a lot of Republicans have been proclaiming that the U.S. ought to increase the legal age of voting to 21. Now, instead of accepting the fact that 18-year-olds were able to be rallied and to get them out to vote, many of them for the first time, that helped defeat them, what sense would it make, Connor, for a party to then say, instead of looking at themselves in the mirror and saying, maybe we need to change our view of things, their response is, let's move the voting, you know, criteria up to age 21. that's what the Republicans are suggesting. And I think that once these young people and young women have had a taste of this and they realize they no longer have to, you know, be second-class citizens anymore, as long as Republicans keep having that kind of thought process, you know, I think it's a recipe that they're going to continue to fail. And listen, man, you're 21. Is the answer to this, man, to do away with people under 21?
No. Any Republican who thinks that is incredibly hypocritical. Insanely hypocritical. You're going to say that we can go and we can sacrifice our lives in wars that we didn't start, but yet we can't have any say for the legislatures and for the senators and the country that we live in. It just doesn't make any sense. It's hypocritical. And that's why it's obvious that it's a political ploy as a consequence of the turnout of the election.
Again, here is what we're dealing with and why it's difficult to think that at a time when, you know, we may be able to bring about a change in this country, which is necessary, right, and long overdue, instead of the Republicans being able to take a look at what took place and say, you know, it's time for us to look at things differently, their response is to raise the voting age. And so I just think that anybody who is a Republican and who's proud of that and hear that, you know, kind of reasoning, that instead of us looking at ourselves and making the changes necessary, we're going to go with this other extreme thought process. It should really, man, be the death knell for the Republicans, and I don't see how they should ever be able to win any meaningful elections again, now that these young people are awake. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
It's enough stories. It's time for the action. Put your money where your mouth is.
But just the real one.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 50 this afternoon under sunny skies. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles an hour. Lows around 33 tonight. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Cloudy tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 47. Mid-40s Friday and Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Let me say this, Connor, man, because, again, it's your world. It's you and your generation. Life is ahead of you. And there'll come a time when you guys are going to be the majority, and it's coming real soon. But here's something that, you know, my generation doesn't focus on much, and very few of us do, because, you know, we're in the throes of our lives, and so we don't think about the future of those who are here after us. The one thing that the people before us did, and the people before them, before our parents, was made sacrifices to make sure that those who came after them, it was a better place and better opportunities. Here's something that many people across this nation aren't aware of, but clearly is a harbinger of what is going to happen in the future. And in all of us, I think, should be concerned after we're gone, that we want to make sure that there is a life and the people who are here after we're gone will be able to enjoy it. The one thing that, and there are many things that we should have taken from Native American culture, and we haven't, and that is to make sure that things that you know, once you have been somewhere, that you leave it in a better condition than it was before you got there. And that's a lesson that I think all of us on this planet need to understand. Not that we use whatever it is that's there and then, you know, not be concerned about what happens after we've left there. To me, that's what humanity is all about. That's what it should be about. And not solely about you, me, myself, and I, but it should be about we. So what am I talking about? Declining sperm counts could threaten mankind's survival, man. I don't think people are really aware of just how perilous mankind's future is. You know, while it may not sound like a plot element from a dystopian novel, like the children of men or the Handmaid's Tale. An alarming study published on Tuesday found that worldwide sperm concentrations and counts have fallen by more than half since the 1970s, an accelerating crisis that experts say could pose an existential threat to humanity if not promptly addressed. So what do you think is causing the continued crises of sperm in men to basically, you know, to have been cut in half over since 1970? It's clear. All of what's happening to our water, what's happening, man, to our to the air, to the land, to the food, all of the things that many of us talk about on a daily basis, man, and try to get the American people and people of the globe to understand exactly what is taking place in this country. And you can talk about capitalism, you can talk about money, you can talk about all of those things, but should money ever be more important than human life? Right? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But we live in a society and a time where all of those things are more important than human life, because if something is causing a 50% decline in sperm counts in human beings, shouldn't that be a major crisis, man?
Of course.
You know, it should be, but, you know, it's not. Because there are lobbyists running around saying, hey, wait a minute. We've got to make sure that, you know, that humankind survives.
Yeah. I mean, how do you even fix the issue as interconnected and as large as that?
Well, you fix it, man. You fix it by first getting the information out.
Yeah.
To people, published by an international team of researchers in human reproduction. Update, the study analyzed data from 57,000 men in 53 countries, just to show this is a global
crisis. Yeah, 53 countries.
With results suggesting that the average global sperm connection declined from an estimated 101.2 million per milliliter in 1973 to 49 milliliters in 2018, a drop of 51.6%, while total sperm counts decreased by 62.3% over the same period. Well, isn't that a crisis? Listen, man, we already know that there is not enough people being born in this country to sustain the country, right? We already know that. And yet there are people who don't think any of these things matter. If you can't understand, and yet we don't want anybody coming in from the border. People aren't having children as much as they did before, and it's because there are people who are trying. They just can't, because the sperm totals have been impacted and affected. And you got to ask the question, why? We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You may not think this matters because you're here. We got to go to a break. Be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, and our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life.
I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. It was a Walmart employee who opened fire at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia last night, say police. Six people killed. The gunman apparently then killed himself, says Police Chief Mark Selesky.
We are truly saddened at the tragedy that took place in our community last night. We are all praying for the family, friends, and co-workers of everyone that's affected by this senseless violence.
Why would someone do this?
The investigation's still ongoing, so there's no clear motive at this time.
The alleged shooter, accused in the deaths of five people at a Colorado Springs gay nightclub, is scheduled to make a court appearance by video today from jail. If you are traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday, you got lots of company. The AAA says about 55 million of us are going somewhere, most by car. If you're flying, though, they advise you to expect long TSA lines. And if you can, says the AAA, don't check any bags. They say that'll help if your flight is delayed.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Now you can get up to 50% off with the Black Friday sale happening right now at Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with our super soft flannels and wrinkle-free shirts, so don't miss it. Up to 50% off for a limited time only. Find the perfect gift for every guy in your list at untuckit.com or 80-plus Untuck It stores. Untuck It, shirts designed to be...
Civic Media. I'm Jane Mantler with your headlines. Wisconsin's Republican leaders say they're speaking to Governor Tony Evers again after a two-year stalemate. With the unprecedented budget surplus, both sides hoping to find some common ground where they can negotiate. Representatives from the governor's office say his door has been open for communication. There is a date set for the governor to meet with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu, both sides stating a desire to cut taxes and invest in K-12 education. The governor out with a plan in October, which included a 10% tax cut for people making less than $100,000. GOP leaders say they want to lower tax rates, focusing on lowering the top tax rate for people making more than $280,000. Voss says he's willing to support funding for public schools only if it includes an expansion of Wisconsin's private school choice program. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about the fact that the sperm count in men all over the world has declined over 50%. Since the 1970s, and if you can't understand why that is a crisis, then heaven help you and all of us, and why that should not be a major issue. The paper found that for the first time, men in Africa, Asia, and Latin America are experiencing similar sperm declines as those in three previously studied regions. Perhaps most alarmingly, the researchers reported an accelerating rate of decrease decrease with sperm concentrations dropping by 1.16% each year since 1972, but falling by 2.64% annually since 2000. You know, when you hear people who argue about we need more oil refineries, right? We need more coal. We need all of these different things that we know damage, you know, the air, the land, the sea, and the food that we produce. And we know all of those things are true. And yet, in the face of all of those things, we still want to see an increase in in oil production. Why? You know, because it's got to be cheaper. But never mind about the lives that come, the lives that come after us. You really have to question the selfishness of human beings of today. We're here. It's almost like we want to close the door on any who come after us. Let's go to my good friend Al Holmes. Hey, Al, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. What are your thoughts?
Fear. Fear of having intercourse and the body is changing. You stop having intercourse, and just like with any other organs, if you don't use them, they shut down. That's part of the problem. But the other part is fear. I tell people all the time, especially young kids, that same hole you came out of can kill you. There's over 18 STDs, sexually transmitted diseases, that you can catch by having unprotected sex. And if it's not treated, they can grow into something worse. So there's a number of issues, but one is fear of having intercourse. A lot of the young people today don't have it. And as I said, the body has a tendency, if you don't use certain organs, they shut down. And if they don't, they shut down. Sometimes they shut down permanently.
We have a serious problem on our hands that, if not mitigated, could threaten mankind's survival, Mr. Levine said in a statement. We urgently call for global action to promote healthier environments for all species and reduce exposure and behaviors that threaten our reproductive health, which is what you are talking about.
I learned this in high school biology and in science, that certain organs that humans don't have, like most animals have an organ that creates vitamin C. We don't have that organ. That's why we have to supplement it with all of the other stuff we use to prevent colds and whatever. At one time, our bodies did have that organ, but by lack of use, it went away.
So, Al, here's what they're saying. What's causing sperm counts to perilously plummet, told the Health Policy Watch, that the primary suspect is a mother's exposure to man-made chemicals during pregnancy, with plasticizers, pesticides, herbicides, heavy metals, toxic gases, and air pollution believed to be among chief culprits. Let's be clear. We know that most of these things come from businesses. They come from corporation. They come from making money. There are poisons that we are aware of that are causing these things, and yet we don't have people who are willing to fight for the citizenry or the humanity because of money. And
that's true.
And so this is not something that they are concerned about. You know, people don't matter. I've said it many times. And if the American people, not just the American people, but the people of the world, don't understand in these numbers, and I'm sure prior to, me saying this, there were people who are listening who didn't know this was even an issue. I do know that across Europe, Europeans have zero population growth, right? And even many white Americans, zero population growth. What that means is once a person dies, there is not a new birth to take that person's place. And the demographers who are aware of it know exactly where we are with this, and so do people who are in the know, but they won't let people or make people aware of it. And, you know, so if people really were aware of it, Al, they would not be, you know, supporting when you hear people talk about climate change and the crises. All of these things are intertwined, Al, as you well know. But how do you get people to understand that?
Well, the other part of that is the fact that we teach people that money is more important than human life. And basically, they overlook and ignore issues that have to do with human, you know, climate change and what have you. They don't see that as a direct threat to them individually. They see that as something that, oh, you're talking about what might happen in 30, 40 years. Well, for us, the 30, 40 years has happened. You know, I'm well over 70 years old, so you're getting close to it. The climate change is affecting us today that they were talking about 30, 40 years ago. So it's a matter of if people don't wake up and start addressing it now, it's going to slap them in the face real soon.
Well, yeah, it is, Al, and... And so, you know, we can talk about business and we can talk about, look, you know, in Milwaukee, you know, where I live, all the corporations that used to be there, the Milwaukee River was a sewer. You could strike a match. Well, yeah, but they've tried to do something to make it better. But all those corporations that were there would just poison the water, right? I mean, there were no regulations, and so they would dump everything into the water because there were no regulations, and businesses were king. And so businesses controlled the politicians even then. And, you know, you kind of see that now on a national scale. You know, people are not willing to put the regulations that need to occur to protect the human population. It doesn't matter. There is no value, Al, to a human being. Yeah.
Well, let me say this, and I have to run into a meeting. I grew up part of my life in Flint, Michigan. Flint, Michigan was built around General Motors and all of the subsidiaries, factories building different parts of autos, and everything dumped into the Flint River. There was nothing living in that river, and it went throughout the city to the point where there was no fish. There was nothing. You could see acid bubbling up in the river. And then when all of this climate crisis about the water and people drinking that, I mean, using the river as a means of providing water for the city, they knew what they were doing. They were poisoning. They poisoned the environment first, and then they tried to poison up all the people so that nobody would be accountable for it. And basically, that's exactly what you're talking about. Sorry, I got to run.
I'll talk with you later. Thank you very much for the call. It is just to me inconceivable that when you know better, we don't do better. So when we realize that corporations are still causing this, that shouldn't matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. These should be issues that should be universal. And we should want grandchildren and great grandchildren, and you know, and those who have yet to come. We have to fix that. That's our responsibility. I don't give a rip about whether you're Democrat or Republican. These things should be high on the list because of humanity. World is threatening sperm counts, alerting male and female reproductive development, and imperiling the future of the human race. Said in the statement that the paper's findings are consistent with the adverse trends in other men's health outcomes, such as testicular cancer, hormonal disruption, and genital birth defects, as well as declines in female reproductive health. This clearly cannot continue unchecked. Studies have also shown a steady decline in testosterone levels during the 21st century. While sperm concentration and count are not the only predictors of fertility, Richard Sharp, a male reproductive health expert at the University of Edinburgh, not involved in the new study, told The Guardian that the key point that needs to be made is that this is desperately bad news for those, of the world. These issues are not just a problem for couples trying to have kids, Sharp stressed. They're also a huge problem for society in the next 50-odd years, as less and less young people will be around to work and support the increasing bulge of elderly folk. So, you know, at the end of all of this, is these are things that we can do to start rectifying this. There are things that can be done, and you begin by who it is you vote for. And if you don't get people to understand that, you know, you want more refineries, well, you know what comes with more refineries? Not just more oil, more gas, you know, and those kinds of things. What comes with all of those things is more and more deaths. And more losses of humanity. Human beings lose out in all of this. And human beings should never lose out to, you know, the finances. So the oil companies need to make more money. To hell with that. You need to make sure to tell human beings that are going to be left here after we're long gone. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. If you can't understand that and you can't comprehend that and that's not a big issue, shame on you. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 50 this afternoon under sunny skies. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles an hour. Lows around 33 tonight. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Cloudy tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 47. Mid-40s Friday and Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 38 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's the weather like?
Think I was fucking with
this morning.
Tom, what is
65.
It?
65.
65.
65 degrees.
What is it supposed to be today?
78. So it'll be a nice day.
Yeah. Did you hear the high is going to be 28?
Remember those days, but I'm glad I'm not there.
hey man, you know, we got something to look forward to. The high is going to be 28.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's one of the reasons
stay in the heat.
It's one of the reasons you got out of Dodge, right?
Well, it wasn't really that. It was more my orientation, but yeah, get it.
But anyway, man. So, Tom, why is it that, you know, humanity doesn't think that these things, what I'm talking about right now, I can't think of anything, man, that's even more important, that's more important than knowing that we are facing this crisis and we know what's caused the crisis and we don't make it a priority.
Well, what's interesting is, first off, okay, we the people are the government. And we must never forget that. And I think Gen Z is actually understanding the power that they do have. So I want to compliment Generation Z.
Yeah, they did. They made the difference.
Actually getting out and voting because of policy. And one of those policies, it's weird. On one hand, they say that we have more people on the earth than ever. But then on the other hand, we have less. So I'm shocked. I mean, I'm confused between the two.
Well, let me respond to why what they're talking about. So when you say we've got 8 billion people on the earth, you have to look at, you know, how many of us, you know, and how old we are. The real issue is people who are already here. And this is about people who won't be coming.
Got it. Well, I mean, it definitely is. It's a travesty because the fact is, the right wing will try to say it's because, you know, men are not as much Neanderthals as they were, you know, in the past. Someone, you know, some strong, virile man like a Tucker Carlson, give me a break, with his nice bow tie. I don't see
Tucker Carlson as a strong, virile man.
No.
But anyway, go ahead.
Nothing I'd be interested in, that's for sure. It's a tragedy. And the thing is, I mean, I almost feel like we're living in biblical Babylonian times. You know, where everyone, where the Bible story goes about everyone trying to get up to the kingdom of heaven, and then God made everyone speak different languages, and, you know, the tower could not be built. It almost feels like that, but that's how we are right now with corporations. I mean, don't we have any corporate responsibility or any, you know, titans of industry that used to be like they used to, which was, yeah, we can make be millionaires, but do we have to be billionaires? Do we have to be hoarders? Do we have to have it all? I don't know if that's what the Ronald Reagan generation did, you know, the Reagan Revolution, or who it is to blame, but there's such a selfishness. you know, just like that preacher the other day, calling himself a preacher is almost a joke. All he talked about was
money.
He sounded like Mike Tyson. Yeah, he sounded like Mike Tyson's, Mike Tyson's manager. I'm trying to name his name right now. But it's just greed. It's greed. And the thing is, if you look at the seven deadly sins alone, these people are hitting all seven. Greed, sloth, gluttony.
Yeah,
everything. It's just, I just don't get it, Earl.
And it's the entire world that we're poisoning.
Right? Absolutely. And yeah, I mean, I think we should probably have a video of the of Iceland or Greenland constantly, so people can really see what's happening with climate change, because some of these idiots don't even believe in it, you know? And it's like, would they believe it if they saw the glaciers actually melting constantly?
Here's, you know, the gasoline prices I was reading are going to be going down to $3 and under $3 shortly. And so all of this talk about building more refineries, right? Do you know what happens to people who live around refineries, man?
Oh, and it's always the poor.
Yes,
it's always the people that they just go ahead and throw in
The birth defects, you know, the poisoning of everything around them in order for people to make money. They know the damage they're doing to people, but the hell with it, you know. There's a reason why they haven't built new refineries. You listen to Republicans and all they want is more refineries built, but not where they live, right?
Right, not my backyard.
Yeah, but we need more refineries built. Well, you know, then volunteer to build them where you live, right?
Exactly.
And you won't see people, you know, spouting that we need more refineries.
I just don't know how much is not enough. That's what I don't understand. It's like, you know, you can live a nice middle class, upper class lifestyle and not have all the problems, thinking someone's going to probably kill you every 2 seconds because you're living behind a gated community. It's like you're a prisoner to your own world. I don't understand these people.
But, you know, Tom,
are the reason why the population is going down.
Their money is not going to be able to protect them. It's just like the people, you know, who build the bunkers, and I'm sure you have one, Tom. You've got a bunker.
Oh, yeah, I sure do.
from nuclear annihilation. You hear people talking like, you know, we need to do this in order to win, but not understanding, you know, long-term the damage that we're doing. And all this whole article is basically saying is to alert people, Tom, of what should be a major conversation on why this climate change and the impact that is happening.
I 100% agree with the article. I 100% agree with the article. What I mean, you know, Earl, here's the thing that's interesting. I'm not going to have children, right? But the thing is, I care so much about the future children.
Why would you not?
I'm trying to do whatever I can.
I know. Why would you not? You know, we want...
Why would I not have children?
No, why would you not care about the children?
Right.
And
right.
Their quality
of life. Why would
you not care
that the world goes on?
Yes.
Exactly.
You can't be a spiritual person and not look out for those who come after you, right? I mean, come on.
Money is their God. Money is their God.
Hey Tom, we got to run, man. Thank you very much for the call, as always. When
Thank
we come
you.
Back, it's Wednesday right. at 10 o'clock. That means we'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, as we talk about the elections. Be right back.
Women
hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.